Of South Africa's Vice Chancellor Puleng Lenkabula has affirmed the institution's commitment to helping students with historical debt. Students mostly from marginalized and disadvantaged backgrounds owe approximately $57 million in tuition fees. The university faced challenges of poor leadership, governance issues, maladministration and corruption. Lenkabula says UNISA has made significant progress under her leadership. And she shared this in an interview with Channel Africa reporter Michael Mbewe.
The University of South Africa hosts the largest numbers of students in South Africa and in the African continent. We are the largest distance education and the first in the world. And precisely because of that, we have diverse students. Some of them come from economic margins. Some of them are okay and work and they're able to finance themselves.
In terms of numbers or figures, how many students are we talking here that are falling behind with academic fees? And then the balance sheet, according to your records, how much are we talking that these students are behind with?
So let me state that at the University of South Africa, the student debt and historical debt is over $1.5 billion. That's how much indebted our students are in our country and not able to paying fees. We have been very committed to generating funding through our foundation and to help those students who are just about to finish but are not able to pay their fees. The Student Representative Council is also generating funding supported by the foundation to inviting students themselves, their peers, to be partners to supporting other students who are not able to pay for their fees. And this partnership is also going to augment on the variety of activities that the university is creating. And if you think about it, $1.5 billion is symptomatic of the economic health of majority, that they owe that much, is symptomatic of the financial challenges that they are experiencing. And then as a university, we have over 150,000 students who are paid for by NEFSAS. That's a high number that tells you that we are a partner to our society, to helping through knowledge so that our students extricate themselves from poverty, inequality and marginality.
Before you became the Vice Chancellor 3 to 4 years back, UNISA was dominating headlines that there are leadership issues of maladministration. Some were saying there's a lot of corruption. Today, under your leadership, how are things looking? What is it that you have implemented in order to transform this very important African university?
You know, Mr. Mbeu, it's often easy for subsequent leaders to speak ill of their predecessors. That's not my intention. I must state that when I joined the university, some of the critical areas that I requested and insisted that we prioritize is, one, the primacy of the academic program, because it is through the academic program, the core business of the university, teaching and learning, research and innovation, forming our students as great knowledge citizens anywhere in the world, ensuring that the quality of South Africa's education is not contested, that the primacy of the core business was centered. The second aspect that I did was to address the institutional cohesion that was affected. UNISA was boiling point with multiple contestations on governance, on management, and I want to say under our leadership, with the support of the varied statutory structures, we have now created a cohesive system where the governance architecture of the higher education is intact, is functional, is followed through, and is legitimate and legal. And I want to re-emphasize that, because there have been these reports that have painted with a brush UNISA as an environment of malfeasance, corruption, leaderless, or of leaders who are juniorized, even though the impact and the work of the work that we have undertaken is demonstrable. So when I came to UNISA, UNISA was wallowing between 12 and 16 in many of the rankings. We are number 6 and 7 in many of the rankings and 8 in Times Higher Education, Peers Rankings, Web of Metrics and others. were number 6 and number 7. The University of South Africa Engineering and Sciences and Technology is ranked number 1 alongside with Stellenbosch University and Northwest University. Despite the efforts to trivialize our leadership, the impact that we have generated, the academic results demonstrate that we're in the right path. The governance architecture that is stable demonstrates that. And I'm very happy that even the institutional cohesion, the student satisfaction surveys demonstrate that the students are starting to appreciate UNISA as an excellent site of their training, but also of excellence.
How does the future for UNISA look like?
A lot of people say the future is bright. I want to say UNISA is committed to shaping futures. UNISA is committed to improving higher education, not for its own sake, but to transform the political system, the economic system, the ecological system in the best way that we can, as we have been doing as the university, but we want to do it even better.
That's the University of South Africa's Vice Chancellor, Puleng Lenkabula, speaking to Channel Africa reporter Michael Mbewe.